What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, July 9th, 2018, start of a brand new week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's a lot going on. It's a very, very busy news day, obviously. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's just get right on into it. Obviously, the big news right now is everybody's waiting for Donald Trump to announce his nominee for the Supreme Court to replace departing Justice Kennedy. And Orrin Hatch may have accidentally sort of tipped the situation because in an op-ed for the Deseret News, Hatch used a female pronoun to describe Trump's pick. And that one word sort of gives it away that the nominee is going to be Judge Amy Barrett. And the Democrats, the liberals, are in an absolute panic. She's very conservative. She's very constitutionalist. She's young, which means she's going to be on that court for a very, very, very long time. And the Democrats are so scared. They're actually talking about being willing to lose Senate seats in the midterms this November just to stop her nomination, because they understand that attempting to block another of Trump's nominee is not going to look very good to the voters. The optics on it are very, very bad. And, of course, the big issue they're fanning up is Roe versus Wade and a women's so-called right to an abortion. And over at Planned Parenthood, the executive vice president for Planned Parenthood Action Fund said the organization is calling for a special personal liberty standard for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee to be judged by when he or she comes before the Senate for confirmation. And what they're talking about, is, of course, is the idea that what a woman does with her own body and anything that happens to be in it is up to her to choose. The husband has nothing to say about it. The boyfriend has nothing to say about it. It's entirely up to the woman to choose. And all of it is based on this idea that a fetus is not a separate human being until the moment it is born, which is very debatable. And you come into questions of viability and the rest of it. And it's going to be a contentious issue. And as I've said before, for me, this is a complex issue. And part of the reason is because in my first marriage, my first wife got an abortion, which was not something that I agreed with because I wanted to be a daddy. That was my life's ambition at that point. So I didn't get to be a daddy, and I went back to being Peter Pan. I understand there are circumstances where abortion is necessary and must be available. Cases of incest, rape, obvious case of severely malformed child revealed on the ultrasound. Where I have a problem with it is this idea that a fetus isn't human until the mother says it is. And the number of women who will go on out and engage in sexual activity, but they don't take responsibility for the birth control. And I know a lot of birth control medications are harmful, intrauterine devices. And that is a separate complex issue on its own. But women want to go on out and not think of themselves as that kind of girl. And then they have one too many and they wind up becoming pregnant. Now, there is that morning after pill that's out there, but apparently some women just aren't paying attention, or they're just going to roll the dice and use abortion as retroactive birth control. And I don't agree with that. If you don't want to have kids, that's fine. But be proactive in not allowing it to happen when you engage in such activity. Don't just go on out and have a wild time. And when you get caught, just say, oh, well, we'll just go over to Planned Parenthood and they'll suck it out, and cut it up and sell it to various laboratories and things. I have a real, real problem with that. So Planned Parenthood is already on the warpath. And the Democrats are out there, even before Trump's actual announcement, they're out there saying they're going to fight tooth and nail to prevent his nominee from being confirmed. Well, what are they going to do? Just block Supreme Court nominees until Trump appoints a liberal? I don't see that happening. Are they going to try and stall the Supreme Court process all the way to 2020 in the hope that a liberal president will get in? It's getting a little weird out there. There's been another case of liberals harassing conservatives and Trump supporters, and apparently at a Richmond bookstore, there was this unhinged liberal harassing Steve Bannon. And it got so bad they had to call the police. So this is the face of today's Democratic Party. And again, the optics are not very good on it. Pardon me. Over in New York, in Suffolk County, police have arrested Martin Astroff. He's 75 years old. And apparently he's been arrested for threatening to kill a GOP lawmaker's volunteer and Trump supporters in general, and apparently at one point tried to run over a campaign volunteer. This all happened last Friday. Now, unfortunately, what we're dealing with here, and we've talked about this before, the Stanley Milgram experiment. This was an experiment done back in the 50s as a way of trying to explain how so many otherwise decent, good Germans just went along with the Nazis. And what this experiment determined is that there is some part of human nature where no matter how good you are and how moral you are, you will go along and commit vile, evil, violent, painful acts as long as you're convinced somebody in authority over you says it's okay. And we're seeing that happen with the liberals. You've had Maxine Waters up there telling people, go on out and harass them, and it's actually happening. We're seeing the Milgram experiment reenacted right before our very eyes. And as of the last check over at Breitbart, they're keeping a rap sheet. There are now 254 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. Now, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take a phone call from Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laurel. Welcome to, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got two things. Number one, you are a daddy. That baby was conceived, and that little baby will be up in heaven waiting for you. So believe me.
Well, I appreciate that thought.
Huh?
I said I appreciate that thought.
Yeah. Just think about that. You are a daddy, and that baby's there for you. Number two, what I wanted to talk about is abortion is more than just choice to these women. You got to understand that this is sacrificing innocent blood to their god, Moloch, or Lucifer. It's more, it's like a religion with them. And this is sacrificing the most innocent blood that there is. Okay? The Israeli flag's got the star. They say it's the Star of David. That's actually the Star of Moloch. And Moloch was a god that they had these statues, and his arms outstretched. And people would put their babies on it, and the baby would slide down into the statue's gut where there was a fire and kill the baby. So yeah,
that's pretty grisly.
I know, I hate to say it, but that's the way it is. This is truth. I only give out the truth. So you have to realize they're going to whip up these women into a frenzy.
Laura, let me give you a different perspective. And I actually did a video on this, and I think it's time I probably got it back out again, because obviously this whole Planned Parenthood issue is going to heat up again. But what if a woman, you know, gets knocked up on a date and decides to have an abortion? What if that fetus she's aborting was the human being who was going to discover finally a real cure for cancer, or a new clean energy source, or some other wonderful advancement to our society? And they're not just getting rid of the fetuses. They are potentially sabotaging our future.
Right. See, I worked at a crisis pregnancy center. I want to tell you about it. You know, people find all these excuses There was a girl, she was raped by a black man and wanted to get an abortion. She came to the crisis pregnancy, and they said, come on, please have your baby. Don't kill your baby. We'll find an adoption for it. And sure enough, here was this couple that couldn't have children, and they adopted this baby, and they were just as happy as clams, and I'm sure that baby had a wonderful life.
Well, that's a happy outcome. I mean, that's a happy outcome. But, you know, part of Planned Parenthood's agenda is population reduction, specifically aimed at a specific race. And a lot of the liberals who are supporting Planned Parenthood don't understand that originally Planned Parenthood's founder targeted the organization on a specific ethnic group.
Right, she did. You're right.
Yep.
I know that.
Yep.
But
okay.
There can be good outcomes, you know, and I just don't believe a baby, just because a woman's raped, that the baby should be exterminated. Why should he pay for the father's sins? That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's another way to put it. You know, it all comes to the question of when do you think that fetus becomes a human being? When can it feel pain? And that, of course, is a gray area. It's really ultimately unknowable. But, you know, the people who see life as precious say, you know, it's going to be a potential human being. It's not there yet. It's like planting a seed in the backyard, you know, and you know you're going to have some carrots or green onions or something like that.
Right, they're not
there yet, but you know it's going to be. On the other side of the argument, you know, it's just a blob of protoplasm. And, yeah, I think it's time I dig out some of the graphics and videos I did during the last go-around.
They told women before the sonograms, and they could see inside, see the baby. They couldn't get away with that blob of flesh anymore, whatever, blob of cells, you know? Because now people can see that it's a baby, you know?
Yep.
And I just really feel strongly about this. And,
No, I can
really
tell. I can tell. I have strong feelings about it, too, you know, and I'm trying to walk a compromise line, acknowledging there are times when it is necessary. I just don't like it being used as retroactive birth control by women who don't want to take responsibility for their own sexuality.
I'd like to encourage people to work at crisis pregnancy centers or give money to them, because they save a lot of babies. They provide not only getting the mother to keep the baby, but they'll provide clothes, money, whatever they need so they'll keep that baby. They will do anything for that mother. So any mother can go to any of those crisis pregnancy centers and get help.
See, that's something else I don't like about Planned Parenthood. They never talk about parenthood. They don't even talk about planning.
Right.
They're pushing the abortion agenda just as hard as they can.
Right. Okay, thanks, Mike, for letting me spout out my feelings about this.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. Get on back here to the news. Now, as you know, there's this movement underway, Walk Away, and it has spread like wildfire, and it started with this gay hairdresser who put out this wonderful video about why liberalism had failed for him personally, and apparently a lot of other people who used to be considered reliable constituencies of the liberals, they're walking away. And Democrats are panicking, and they're trying to derail it by saying, oh, this is all the Russian bots. Nobody's really leaving the Democratic Party. It's all just Russian bots out there with these messages saying, I've had it with the liberals. I mean, talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel. If all else fails, blame the Russian bots. Now, as you know, there's been yet another scandal coming out of the Justice Department, where apparently the Justice Department set up meetings with reporters regarding Paul Manafort. And apparently this Justice Department prosecutors held this meeting with four Associated Press reporters last year, and basically leaked information to them. And Manafort's attorneys have found two memos written by FBI agents who attended the meeting and documented their version of what transpired. And Manafort's legal team is saying this is confirmation journalists were given inside information about the investigation in violation of Justice Department policies and legal prohibitions on disclosure of grand jury secrets. So that one's still going around. And we're still seeing the back and forth in front of Congress, where we've got a few good people who are trying to get the truth out about what's going on, but they're up against that deep state. Now, interestingly enough, in his recent hearing before Congress, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein confirmed he's running the Department of Justice. And Jeff Sessions, he's basically out there making statements about immigration and a couple of other non-controversial cases. But Rosenstein says he's running the place, and that is not his job. Trump really needs to get on his presidential brass knuckles and get to work, or he's going to be a one-term president. Now, Devin Nunes is calling for a public deposition-style Russia probe hearings. And they've got a list of 42 people that they want to interview in public, and saying, really, was there actually any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia, or was this an orchestrated effort by the liberals working with the FBI and Department of Justice to frame the president and many people involved to dig up dirt to start this investigation? And yes, obviously, that's what it is. They're out to get Donald Trump. And there may be a reason. Now, I have been saying over the last few months that it felt to me like Hillary was getting ready to run in 2020. And it was on Fox News today. It's in the Daily Mail that basically talk is emerging. Hillary Clinton is planning to run again in 2020. She's ramped up her public presence and her fundraising appeals in recent weeks. She's out there telling her supporters that her super PAC is working against Donald Trump. And she stayed on top of her supporters' inbox, events of the day, mass mailing. She's keeping the network alive. So I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you so. So now, what are the ramifications? This may explain why the deep state is still trying to get rid of Donald Trump, even though for the most part, he has given them almost everything that they've wanted. They want him out of the way for 2020. So Hillary will be able to run against people she could just steamroller over. And this also explains why the liberals are still out there pushing for that open borders situation and just pouring the illegal immigrants into this country, because they're going to form a major part of her voting base. They did back in 2016. So this is the hub around which so many of these recent events seems to be rotating. The public attacks on Trump supporters, it's a campaign of terror. They want to make people scared to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. That's what it's coming down to. I was really hoping we had seen the last of her, but like a vampire, she has risen from the grave. And I mean, if Fox News is reporting it, if the Daily Mail is reporting it, then yeah, that's the buzz inside the political circles. Hillary is going to try again in 2020. That makes me double plus unhappy or double plus ungood. Turning over to the war reports, there's a lot going on. The Syrian army has isolated militants in Daraa city, and they're starting to turn over their weapons in exchange for an evacuation agreement. And there's a video that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com where Syria has put on display all the weapons they've captured from these U.S.-backed terrorists. And it's a lot of weapons, a lot of your money being spent. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call from Pat in Texas. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, when you said Hillary, my blood pressure went up. But I wanted to tell you that she is not just going after her supporters. She hacked my email. And I used to spend 2 hours a day trying to take off all the stuff that she put on there. And what it was people were calling, asking for money, and they were calling me by a name that only one of my friends used, who also had AOL. And I think there's a connection because she knows who we are. There's no doubt about that. Because
oh yeah, she's got this huge database to work from. In fact, at the end of the 2016 election, supposedly the Democratic National Committee offered to buy it or a copy of it from her. But yeah, Hillary's people, they've got everybody's email address. I get solicitation emails from Democrats all the time, which I throw in the bit bucket, except for those from Tulsi Gabbard.
They don't call you by a name. Only you and one more person would know, except the postman. He has sent me a letter in that name.
Well, nobody knows where this data originates, but yeah, they're data mining. And they may have just found your friend using that name and said, okay, that's the name we associate with this email address.
Well, doesn't that need to be investigated? Because I don't think she has a right to do that.
Well, there's a lot of abuse of privacy going on right now, and none of it's getting investigated. But I'll tell you, if she runs in 2020, and if, heaven forbid, she wins, all of our privacy will be gone. You know, the word that we have from works with is she's intensely paranoid. And I mean, she was spying on her own top campaign workers in 2016. That's how intense it got. She hacked into their computers. And I don't mean just junk email. I'm talking about actually going into their computers and spying on what they were doing.
Well, you know, they've come and get Nixon's, all these kind of things. So I don't think she would have time to ever trust anybody. She wouldn't get anything done, you know, if she made it every promise under the sun that all the communists and socialists want. She wouldn't get anything done for still worrying about what they're going to do to her. And she needs to worry, but she needs to get right with God. I'm telling you, it's pitiful. Because you don't come against God. Really, you don't. And she does. She and, man, I got all her books. If you want to read what she's like, read Big Sister is Watching You. She actually did run everything when Bill was there. She put in the whole cabinet. They're all lesbians except one wasn't. Now, you can remember Joycelyn Elders or whatever her name was, who had the condom tree at Christmas. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I remember reading about that one. Nobody ever got a photo of it that I'm aware of. I remember that shortly after Bill Clinton won his election, there was a bit of an upset where apparently a Secret Service officer inadvertently walked into a bedroom and found Hillary and another lady. And so all that stuff was going on.
The back door was revolving for women like it was for JFK and women. Really?
Yep.
Sorry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Pat, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're coming up on another commercial break, and I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you.
Okay. According to Syrian state media, there was another attack by Israel, and Syria is saying not only did their air defenses thwart the missile strike, they actually hit the Israeli plane. And it damaged it. No report of a crash, no report of the pilot ejecting, probably made it back to Israel. But still, that's got to be freaking Israel out right now. Syria is proving to be a lot tougher than they thought. So do you remember back, a while ago, where Donald Trump hauled off and launched a massive missile attack against Syria over a supposed chemical weapon attack in Douma, Syria? Well, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been in there examining everything, and they just published their report saying there's nothing there. There's no traces of any nerve agent whatsoever. Now, remember when this first happened at Douma, the doctors at the hospital where the white helmets went on in and doused people with water and tried to make it look like it was a chemical weapons attack, the doctors at the hospital said, no, it was dust inhalation from a building that had been hit with a conventional bomb, and people were having difficulty breathing. And once again, in the photos, nobody's wearing protective clothing. And so now we have the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons coming on out and confirming, once again, we're lied to. We were lied to about the so-called chemical weapons attack. Now, the important question here is, was Donald Trump lied to by his subordinates to launch the strike, or was he part of the lie? It's kind of the break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Would that condom tree be really a rubber tree, Mike?
Good one. Good one.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Hillary, she can run again, but she's got a lot of hurdles to go through, of course. Not only what she did to Bernie Sanders, but remember, Ed Schultz, I just want to say rip to Ed Schultz, because I liked Ed Schultz. And he did a commentary about, remember her slogan? It was what, forward together, right? I believe.
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah. But remember, she left everybody at the altar at the Jacob Javits Center, right? Like, and John Podesta had to come out, remember? She left all those people hanging there, but her slogan was forward together. So,
well, they weren't moving forward, so I guess she figured she was off the hook. But yeah, that was a very disgraceful performance on her. But on the other hand, she was convinced she had it in the bag, that she had cheated her way to the White House. She didn't even have a concession speech prepared. She was that sure of what was going on. And of course, remember later on, apparently she actually physically attacked John Podesta and had to be pulled off him by some of the other campaign workers. And then she went away for a few days, and when she finally resurfaced, you could tell on her face that she'd been on a bender.
That's how arrogant she is and all these people are, Mike, though. She just uses all those people to get what she wants. And she's got plenty of money, so she just wants power. You know, that's all she wants, and that's what all most of these people, the men and women, want, because they have money. They don't need any more
money. They always want more money. They always want more money. That's what money junkieism is all about. And getting into positions of power allows you to grab more money more quickly. But as far as Hillary possibly running in 2020, she's not going to leave it up to the voters. Again, I think this is the reason why they're still trying to flood this country with the illegal immigrants to get them all registered to vote. I think it's why they're still trying to get rid of Donald Trump. She doesn't want to run against him again. She wants to do what Richard Nixon did in his reelection, which was to basically get rid of anybody who might actually be a real threat and run against people that he could steamroll over, which ultimately was George McGovern. And Richard Nixon, despite the still growing at that time Watergate scandal, his reelection was by the largest margin in U.S. history. So Hillary is not planning on being gentle. And Donald Trump, he's got to do something about making sure non-citizens can't vote. And there is, by the way, a federal law that says non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. So we've got to go back and reestablish voter ID laws. And we've got to clean up that election system, and Trump has dropped the ball on that, on both of those.
What about debt, clearing the debt out of people with college debt? Because Trump's a fascist, but he did clear my tuition up, so I'll vote for Trump, even though he's a fascist. People always look at the money issue over, well, he's a fascist today, but maybe he won't tomorrow. He cleared my bills up for my college. You know, he can do something like that and peel away some of the non-extremist, college kids. But, Mike, I like Trump. Like I said, I voted for him, and I lean more towards Democrats on some issues, but what killed it for me was the Syria thing. Not the first strike, but not only the first strike, but the second strike, because he didn't have to do it. He chose to do it.
No, he didn't. He didn't. And my perception, and of course I've never met the man, and I'm not ever likely to, but my perception from where I sit is he's actually proving to be a very weak leader. We keep hearing that he's easy to manipulate, that he is very susceptible to flattery. And of course we know he may be getting bad information from his own subordinates, which is why I was asking if Trump was lied to by his own subordinates about the so-called chemical attack in Douma, or was he aware that it was a lie at the time he ordered the missile launch? Because knowing the answer to that question will tell us a very great deal about Trump's real mindset.
But you're fired. But you're fired. You're fired. He's a TV show guy. But you're fired. Yeah, the guy's
yes.
weak. I mean, come on, man. I mean, if he's firing everybody on TV, he ain't firing Pompeo and Bolton and all these guys, and hiring people out of the swamp. He's, he's still bringing swamp people in. Until that comes, it's not going to get any better.
No, it isn't.
And Mike, I just want to mention real quick. Remember on May, they showed the Russia, May 9th parade, the Kinzel on the MiG-31.
Yes.
For the first time. Well, they have a report out now that their strategic bomber, not the White Swan, the Tu-160, but the Tu-22 can carry up to four, they're saying, Kinzels. Now, that's a lot of firepower for that thing. Four of those
on one
plane.
That is a lot of firepower.
And then also, real quick, Mike, I just want to mention on that, the video you were talking about in Syria. Did you see all the TOW missiles, launchers that they confiscated? There was like
yes.
seven of or eight of them. Yeah, so, and they
oh,
had...
Oh, more than that. More than that.
And they also had, you can see U.S. mortar shells and all this other stuff. And you know what? All the pine boxes they come in, or the boxes, they look brand new. Brand new. And I'd love to see the serial numbers on those TOW missiles if they have the serial numbers on them. But that can be tracked back to where, you know, what lot number and stuff, right? I mean,
well, in theory, yes. But usually when you're involved in covert warfare, you provide weapons that don't have serial numbers. And again, going all the way back to Arkansas in the mid-1980s under then-Governor Bill Clinton, that whole gun and drug running operation involved companies in Arkansas who were fabricating lower receivers for military-style weapons that did not have the required serial numbers on them. And they bought all the other parts as spare parts, and they assembled these weapons, and they sent them on down to the Contras.
I remember the last they had confiscated the Syrian army, all those they found machines that manufacture chlorine gas. They were made in Michigan. It was, like I said, made in Michigan right on the thing, you know. So, I mean,
yep.
How sad, you know, like, yeah, that's how the stuff gets. Hey, remember the report where the guy told his truck, and it wound up being used in Syria by the terrorists to have like a 50 caliber on the back of a guy's pickup truck.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah. I always kept wondering, you know, is there like a car theft ring being run in this country by CIA to get untraceable vehicles for these jihadis?
And also all the Toyota trucks that are made for the special forces.
I remember that one, too. Just a whole string of brand new Toyota trucks. A lot of money got spent in Syria trying to topple Assad. Anyway, listen, Dustin, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. Now, as you know, Israel is making a big stink over the fact that Iran has a presence in Syria, and Israel is out there demanding that Iran at least pull back to the north of Syria, which I think Assad is probably going to do to take the tensions down. But Iran is saying they want to continue their presence in Syria primarily to counter Israel. They're not entirely sure if Israel is going to just stay on their side of that buffer zone around the Golan, or if Israel has greater ambitions for territory into Syria itself. Based on Israel's history, it's a valid concern. Well, as you know, Trump is getting ready to head on over to the NATO summit, and then his meeting with Putin in Helsinki. And a lot of people are very unhappy about that, because the last few presidential administrations have been following the agenda of demonizing Russia, demonizing Russia, demonizing Russia. It all goes back to the time when Putin took over control of Russia's central bank. It's still privately owned. He didn't take it away from the owners, but he just said the government is going to manage this currency for the benefit of the nation and its people. And was right at that time where Putin went from being a big buddy to everybody around the world to the top of the does not get a Christmas card list. And so hate for Russia has almost become its own industry now. And a lot of people are just concerned that Trump and Putin might actually strike an agreement to de-escalate tensions. Because Trump has said several times he wants to improve relations with Russia. And, of course, you know that if he does, the Democrats are going to be screaming, this proves it. They were colluding. They were colluding all along. This proves it. Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the U.S. envoy to NATO is claiming Russia is trying to flip Turkey and other allies to its side. So we're already back to a bipolar world of us, the good guys, and those evil Russians. And so U.S. NATO Ambassador Kay Bailey Hutchinson basically came on out saying that Russia is trying to flip these countries into their sphere of influence. Well, I don't think so. I think it's more a case of countries getting fed up with how they are treated by the United States and the West in general, and saying, we're actually going to do better being on the other side. So it's not that they're being drawn away by Russia, they're being driven away by U.S. hegemonic domination. Now, a French shipping company, CMA CGM, one of the world's largest cargo shipping companies, has bowed to U.S. pressure and says it will stop doing business with Iran. They don't want to become embroiled in U.S. sanctions against the nation. And so they've announced that they're going to end their service for Iran. Chinese companies are hesitating a little bit. They're still trying to figure out which side of this they want to come down on. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has come on out. Apparently, they're working behind the scenes to preserve the Iran deal. And major European countries are looking to continue the deal with Iran. And France, Germany, and Great Britain have agreed to maintain trade with Tehran without going through the U.S. dollar, which means the U.S. sanctions cannot be enforced. Now, the Trump administration is already telling these countries he'll hit them with sanctions if they don't go along with his desire for war in Iran. But again, I think a lot of these other countries, they're just tired of all of this. We've had 18 going on 19 years of the U.S. trying to conquer the world. And I'm sick and tired of it. The majority of Americans are sick and tired of it if they're not part of the military-industrial complex. And I think these other countries are starting to realize that the U.S. isn't quite as powerful as it once was, especially with the rise of parallel electronic funds transfer systems and parallel currencies. Now, Netanyahu is trying to mount a campaign in Europe to get Europe to block support for Palestine. And it's a charm offensive. But right now, it seems like Europe is actually becoming a hub for a lot of this. And Iran has hit out at a what they call a psychological war, targeting its ties with Europe after reports that Iranian assets in Germany had been frozen ahead of a U.S. deadline to reimpose sanctions on the Islamic Republic. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I have two quick things for you. One, I'll point out one simple aspect, and then I have a bone to pick with you, young man. The simple part first. One, the aspect of abortion or clearing oneself of an unwanted pregnancy, depending on what stage it is or whatever have you, blah, 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 is a multifaceted aspect like a pickle in a barrel. It is so many sides to it, it's ridiculous as to how it's approached, being approached, and so forth ad nauseum. And it's absurd, especially given that whether or not the girl was willing or unwilling, and depending on whether or not she was dating someone or just a one-night stand, or she has a husband in the picture or not. So it depends on who you talk to, what her thoughts are, and so forth. It's ridiculous. It's the scenario the gal is having to deal with. The question I would have is where was her parents or guardians in the picture or out of the picture when this whole thing started to start with? What guidance did she have to start with to help her prevent something from happening or possibly avoiding a situation to start with, to begin with? Now, aside from that, the bone I have to pick with you is this. You mentioned about that if Miss Hillary happens to get into office and all that, our privacy is going to be shot up, you know, where. Well, I have a big problem with that. What in the world ever makes you think we have privacy now electronically, my dear boy? I mean...
Well, I'm just saying it's going to be much worse. In theory, there are some restrictions on it, but it will be much worse. They'll be driving by our homes in vans with all kinds of sensors peeking into our homes.
Like they don't do that now? I mean, you could have one of those Spectrum or Time Warner vans going by, or electric company vans going by and zapping your house now as is to see what your electrical intake was or your water intake was. They're doing that now as is. They say you're going to tell me they're going to be zapping a house to see X-ray rays or something and see holes in the household.
Yeah, and I mean, the technology is already being developed. What I'm saying is that under a Hillary presidency, all restrictions on the surveillance of Americans would be gone. And as bad as it is right now, it would be a lot worse. Anyway, listen, Francis, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, apparently there's been an attack on a security checkpoint in Saudi Arabia's Qassim. Two were killed. And apparently it's just part of the ongoing conflict between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. And of course, the attackers are being described as terrorists, as opposed to what they really are, which is people trying to regain control of their own country. So getting on back to Russia, as you know, the U.S. has hit Russia with all kinds of sanctions. And they were imposed in March of this year against several Russian entities and businessmen over the alleged meddling in the 2016 presidential election, accusations that still haven't been backed up by any evidence, and a long ongoing probe by Robert Mueller. But we don't need no proof. We're going to go ahead and sanction. Well, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson visited Russia and basically came back saying the sanctions don't seem to be working. We did an interview with the Washington Examiner, and he said, you'd be hard-pressed to say that sanctions against Russia are really working all that well. And that may be good news for some of these other countries that are being hit with sanctions. But there are ways to get around them. Now, over at North Korea, Mike Pompeo went over to North Korea for his third visit to Pyongyang. He was under the gun to deliver some concrete results. And when the meetings were over, he came on out and made the usual diplomatic statement that progress had been made, blah, 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 blah. North Korea, on the other hand, rather than going along with the normal non-committal statement, came on out and accused the United States of making gangster-like demands on denuclearization and said that the U.S. attitude at the meeting was extremely troubling. Now, Pompeo has denied that, and he's getting defensive. He's out there saying, I was there. I know what took place. We made progress. We did all kinds of good things. So, according to this article in Russia Today, Senator Lindsey Graham is out there saying that China is behind North Korea's condemnation of the U.S. talks. It was all China's fault. You know, we're in a fight with China. No, Lindsey, you may be in a fight with China. I don't have an issue with them at all. And you don't get to speak for me. I don't even live in your state. But what it really all comes down to, and there was this article over in The Atlantic, is there are two different conversations going on. And as I mentioned before, what appears to be coming on down is that North Korea's attitude is we'll take a step toward denuclearization, you start reducing sanctions, we'll take another step, you reduce more sanctions. And the U.S. side is complete denuclearization, and then afterwards maybe we'll do something nice for you. So they're not going to get together on this. All right, we have to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.